everybody. This is Pete from Radio 973 FM. Great state, Seattle. We're here enjoying the wintertime weather. Some of you guys might be stuck indoors, so we're going to fix that problem today. We got a really cool show. This is some, guys, this kind of show, these are one of my most favorites because it brings back a lot of memories when I used to build with my dad. And, oh man, we did a lot of cedar shake back in the 60s and 70s. And the other thing too, guys, is, I'm proud to tell you, I mean, I look at things like, you know, what America means to me is there's a lot, you need the police force, the veterans, but having a good old fashioned lumber yard and going there and don't go into the big box stores because that's where, you know, the real people that do woodworking and all that kind of stuff go. And I'm telling you, we have one of our sponsors here. They've been with us for a while. Issaquah Cedar and Lumber. I just was out to see their place. And I'll tell you what, guys, if you have any inkling of wanting to do any kind of wood projects or doing something around the home, this place is the place you got to go. And not only that, but, man, when you smell that cedar, that's my best drug of all. I love that. So we've got two guys here, both of which have been on the show before. They came back to talk with me a little bit. We got Brian Cross. How you doing, Brian?
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to have you, man. And we got my man over there, Jeff Jennings, the molder and knife maker extraordinaire. How you doing, Jeff?
Good. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Good to have you, man. So what is your, I mean, I don't know, what do they call you out there?
Planerman, molderman, millwright. Yeah.
Good guy, man. It brings me back. I mean, my dad, I grew up around mills. My dad was a sawmill man. He used to build mills and, you know, all this kind of stuff. They have it out there. And, you guys, so Brian, I mean, if somebody comes out, they can actually do a tour like I did, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and right now would be a good time to schedule something like that or just walk in the door and, yeah, we can show you around a little bit.
Although I will say this, guys, you can do wood projects. We're going to talk about that, but you can do wood projects all year round. It's not just, hey, I can only do it in the summer because the weather's good. So I want to, you know, kind of alert your mind to that. So I'm going to talk first on my tour. Let's do this. I'm going to do some of the talking, but Jeff, I know you were the first part of the tour when I went out there. So maybe you can talk through, like, give them a visual with words of, like, what you took and what you showed me out there.
So, well, kind of what I showed you was basically the beginning process. Customer might have some tongue and groove or something that they're wanting to replace, or some of it might have got damaged.
Is this like a hardwood floor or something like that?
You know, it could be siding. It really could be anything. You know, we've done a lot of historic homes. It just any type of product that you're having a hard time tracking down, we can still make it. So on your tour, you know, I showed you, you know, that process of how we would get our knives set up in the cutter heads with the scope. You know, showed you the molders we had, showed you the saws. There's quite a process that goes into it. We got a good crew out there.
So let's do this. So you brought up all these things. So I want to dive into that with both you guys a little bit. So I just, because there is a lot of applications. Let me ask you this, Brian, and then we'll go back to you, Jeff. If you do some of these customized profiles, like what's the most common? Is like you get more siding jobs or more base molding jobs, or what's something that you see all the time?
Well, we see a lot of exterior products, bevel siding specifically, older Seattle homes from the 30s, 40s, where they simply can't match up something that was produced at that point in time. So they'll bring a sample into us.
50, 60 years.
They'll bring a sample into us, and then Jeff, I know he calls himself the millwright, but I call him the magician because, you know, he can match up that.
Yeah, those things are really cool. So that's what I want to go through. So we'll take that project, Brian. So let's say somebody has a siding project that they want to match, or maybe they want to do a siding job that's unique. You know, because a lot of people, you know, I know you guys, a lot of you have money. You're looking for something unique and different, right? So you don't want to just be a building spec house. You want to maybe have a different kind of siding. You guys could do the siding for the whole house, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So let's talk from the first step in the process. So they got to come in. Do you like drop kind of what a profile could look like, or they come in with a sample, or how does that work?
Usually them bringing in a sample is always better. I mean, they can always send us a drawing.
Okay.
But a sample is way better. We actually have something we can hold and look at, and it's going to be exactly what they bring us.
Okay. If they're really stuck, though, I mean, you showed me, you have boxes and boxes of profile stuff you can go through and show them. It's kind of like Lego blocks of wood.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, which is cool. So, all right. So they come in, maybe they have their own profile. You're showing something. They go, okay, I like that. Let's say it's something you have to make. So let's talk about step one. So you got to make a template. So how does that work?
So what we do is, so we take the sample piece and we put it on a scanner. We scan it in. And then from that, I put it on a computer, and basically we're just drawing an outline of the piece, that they brought us. From there, we put it on a CNC machine. It cuts us out the template.
Okay, but back up a second. So, cause you just went through a lot of steps. So, you're scanning this profile to get a shape, and that shape, how does the CNC, because the CNC has to have coordinates on how it's going to cut. Right.
So what we do is, so we'll draw out, you know, basically the opposite of picture of it.
Okay.
And then from there, we put it in a different program, and then we set all the parameters.
And by the way, guys, just so you know, CNC means computer numerical control. So they're doing a CNC program to actually do these cuts, and that mm-hmm. you do that because it's very accurate.
Extremely accurate. Yeah.
Okay, so but how does what I'm trying to get to, Jeff, since you're the magician here on this, is you have this thing you're drawing out. How does the CNC in the program get the coordinates to match that exact profile?
Just by the scanner is the key. I mean, once we have that sample piece into the scanner, we can blow it up, we can make it smaller, but when we're done, the template is exactly the opposite of what you brought us.
Okay. And then it's like for the customer then, so do you get them, show them that for approval, or what?
No, that's,
or is it pretty much all
set? Yeah, like, I mean, that's why they're coming to us, you know, is because, you know, we are, you know, some of the few that, you know, do this.
Guys, I'm telling you, we're going to go through this whole process, and then I'm going to talk to you about some of the live edge, the exotic hardwoods you can get. That's where Brian's going to come in a big way, because he took me around on the tour there. I'll tell you what, guys, I mean, you can go goof around on the internet if you want. If you go check them out at cedarexperts.com, but I would go down there. I mean, this place is like the Disneyland of wood. So it's 5728 East Lake Sammamish Parkway Southeast. That's 5728 East Lake Sammamish Parkway Southeast. It's near Costco. Get a paper and pencil, because I'm going to give that to you and give you the phone number in case you got to call them for, you know, directions or address. With that, I'm Pete.
And you're running the boards.
Good. It's good. I'm gonna talk with you a little bit now that we're both woken up a little bit here. We got Andrew over there helping me out.
Oh yeah, looking forward to learning all about the wood products.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. So let's continue our discussion, Jeff. And by the way, this is Jeff Jennings. He's the millwright, one of the millwright guys there. He was on the show before. Here's the thing. What you guys can do when you come down is either ask for Jeff or ask for Brian. Is that cool, you guys?
Yes.
Yeah. And then they'll take you around. I mean, these are the guys that are on the radio that are talking to me here, and they're the experts. They're really cool guys. So, and they'll even get you a cup of coffee, too, which is cool.
That's great.
They got me one, which was really nice of them. Okay.
Pete's coffee.
Yeah. So, okay. So let's keep going. So we got... let's talk now. You, at the end of the first segment, you were saying, okay, I got this template, and then talk me through, like, you showed me the machine back in the corner of the shop there, and talk through, like, how do you load the template, and then how are you cutting the knives with the template?
Okay, so what we do is once we have the template made, we stick it, we have a profile grinder, and we put the template in the locking mechanism. We have a little stylus or a tracing pin. And basically kind of how they would make a key. So what we do is we go and we cut the knife steel. It depends on the profile of how long the knife is. We stick it in a cutter head. We're always using two knives opposite of each other.
Why do you do that? Why?
Just by balance. Okay. By balance. Everything's weighed and balanced. Okay. And so we have a couple different stones that we can use to grind. A lot of the beginning grind is just hogging the profile away to get close down to the actual profile. We have Borzon stone that we come back in for the finish grind on it.
Okay.
You know, that takes a little
bit.
Why
do you use the Borzon stone?
It's real little, and I can get into real tight corners. I can do really straight.
For the profile to see
the
match.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Now, you said you use knife steel. What is that
kind of? So there's a lot of different kind. We mostly use M2 knife steel.
So that's a very low carbon steel.
Yes.
Why is that important? Why is low carbon important? Do you know?
It's for us. It's easy to grind. We can, if we do nick it a little bit, we can hand sharpen it. We have carbide. We have an ER grade. We have a lot of different knife steel, but for what our application, the M2, seems to be.
And it lasts too.
And it lasts. Yes.
It holds up.
It holds up.
It's a harder steel. It's a lower carbon. So good. You know, a little material science in this show. That's good. He knows his stuff. That's good. It's a good thing. Okay, so then you're doing the profile, and then what the sharpening? How does that work?
So the sharpening. We'll come back in with the bores on stone, and we'll finish the profile. And so then it'll usually have a burr on the back side of the steel that we ground away. Mm-hmm. We'll shave off that burr, and then from there we'll put it on the scope. We'll first weigh the knives to make sure they weigh the same, which typically they're real close.
And you're
close.
Just doing that like on the scale?
Yep, just on a scale. Okay. You know, and if they are off a little bit, we just grind a little bit off the heavier one.
Can I ask you a question, Jeff? So you talked about balance. Why is balance important? If you're not balanced, what's going to happen to the wood?
It's just going to give a really horrible finish. You know, kind of like driving down the road with a bumpy tire. Exactly. You know, and it can wear out your bearings way quicker. And so everything is balanced. It just has to be.
Okay.
And so we go to the scope, from there, you know, after the knives have been ground and weighed, we put them in a head. We get it all lined up.
Yeah.
And then from there.
You know, let's talk about the scope, because that's something you showed. That was the first show and you were trying to explain it to me. Now that I was down there. So it's actually, you know, it's a round scope. You look in, and basically, let's talk about the thickness example you did for me. It's like, okay, it has to be whatever, quarter of it.
So on that, I was showing you like a custom tongue and groove, how we would set up the knives to get the right, to copy what the customer
brought
us.
For the groove.
Yeah.
For the thickness of the groove. So you had, in the scope, you had one side for the knife, and then you showed me, okay, I want to go over, because what he did was he said, okay, I want to see for the tongue, you know, the one that sticks out, he just put some calipers, right? So he had a caliper tool and you're just measuring the thickness, and that set the thickness of what you wanted in the scope.
Right.
And so then you're lining up the knives, and it's just a circular screen, and it has a grid on it, and he's just matching up the edge of the knife to the edge of the grid so you get that exact thickness.
And a measuring.
Yeah. And that's within what?
Half a piece of paper.
It's pretty accurate.
Very accurate.
Okay. So then, you got the knives all done, and now you're ready to go, and you're loading them into what?
So we put them into a cutter head. We use the scope, to put the knives into the cutter head. And then once on the scope, the other thing that I didn't show Pete was we were able to get numbers off the scope from the cutter head that then we go and put it into the machine. So that way our min and our actual is all set. So we're not running board after board. I mean, typically.
You withheld some information from you.
I did yesterday. that way my guys, we're setting up within, 2 or 3 feet, a profile as opposed to just running board after board after board trying to, it's not close enough. So it really, we have it pretty dialed in down there.
So. After all this is done, let's say I don't want to have a rough surface. Maybe I want to have a smoother surface of cedar. So what's the finish step on that? Do you guys run it through a planer, or what are you doing?
So, that would be the same thing what Jeff was talking about. We would run that material through a planer.
Okay.
And smooth out all four sides.
So if they want a smooth instead of a rough hewn,
That is a possibility as well.
Okay. Yeah. Jeff, I want to ask you, so what happens like with knots?
In cedar, it doesn't affect us. Knots are really... Some knots are hard, but nothing that we've ran into.
Okay, that would cause an issue.
Exactly.
Okay. Usually on cedar, it seems like that wood species, the tree branches are smaller.
Smaller.
So they're not massive, the massive knots.
Exactly.
Okay.
I thought Jeff was not going to answer that.
Oh. Well, he did, which is cool. All right, we come back. We're going to continue our discussion. We're going to get into, I want to talk about applications. Now that you know this whole process, I'm like, well, what can you use it for? We're going to ask Brian about that and Jeff. And then I'm going to start talking with Brian some more about some of these Livets slabs, some of the wood species that he showed me, some of the custom exotic hardwoods you can get there. It's just like, man, oh, man, guys, lumberyards are the way to go. I remember back in the day I was driving our trucks at 13 going to the lumberyard picking things up. Well, you know, it's just amazing what you can get from a real lumber yard. If you've never been to one, you will go, I really am never going back to a big box store again for that stuff, because that's where you get your real good wood. Just check them out down there at 5728 East Lake Sammamish Parkway Southeast. They're near Costco. Make sure if you didn't catch that, you can call them, ask for their address. It's 425-392-3631, 425-392-3631. They work the front desk. Ask for Brian or ask for Stacy, right?
Yes.
Both you guys are there. And then if you want a tour, you can also ask for Jeff. He can take you around. With that, I'm Pete.
Andrew, run on the boards.
Thank you, man. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete.
Andrew, running the boards.
Yeah, Andrew, how's it going over there? You learn a lot?
I am learning a lot. I had no idea that the technology had progressed so much, and you guys can pretty much just make anything for anyone.
Yeah, you can. You can. They could do Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. Watch. He's going to pull a rabbit out of his hat next.
There you go, man. Yeah, this is All Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. We're having a great talk with Brian Cross and Jeff Jennings of Issaquah Cedar and Lumber. And I was down there day before yesterday, and man, I took the tour, and boy, oh boy. I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm a wood snob or something. I don't know. I just love good old fashioned blue collar environments, and man, oh man, just real good quality material, good quality people. And that's Issaquah Cedar and Lumber. So good stuff. All right. Let's continue. We got the whole process down. One thing I got to ask you, though, before we end this out and go into applications and stuff, Jeff, is, you know, with what you do, I'm sure you get a lot of people that come down and they kind of think one size fits all. So can you, like, speak to that a little bit?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny you say that, because we do. We have a lot of people that do come down with, say, a siding that's 60 years old, and they just assume that it's a stock size still, and it's not. So a lot of times people are surprised that it's not how it used to be, but we can still make it for them. So yeah, there's definitely
that. Well, that's when trees are bigger and things like that. You know, Brian, you showed me some of the siding. You have some of that really thick siding that they don't, I mean, they just don't sell anymore, you know, but you guys make it. What was the thickness of that you were showing?
That's a net 1 inch on that, yeah. And it'll go up to 1.25 inches, but anything past like a 10-inch wide bevel siding, Jeff and his crew out back and make.
Yeah.
So, and we see that oftentimes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. You know, that's really cool. And it's good that you can still get stuff like that from you guys. And, you know, have that, because that's kind of stuff lasts. You know, if you take care of it, you got to, you know, stain and that kind of stuff. But it's beautiful on a home. It's really beautiful. All right, let's talk. So I'm going to talk to you, Brian, ask you a question. So now that we've gone through this whole process that Jeff explained to us, like, so what are some applications of, like, customized profiles? What do you see people coming in other than siding? What else?
Yeah, so we'll see a lot of exterior cladding.
Cladding? What is that?
So just a different profile for instead of seeing your typical bevel siding, you might see what's called a rain screen. It's more of a modern, contemporary look.
Okay.
And this is what we were talking about earlier, where you know, a lot of people assume that we just work with cedar.
Yeah.
And it's just not the case. We bring in a lot of hardwoods.
Yeah.
And exotics. And Jeff will, like he talked about earlier in the show, he'll make a profile for an exterior cladding, and it could be out of, you know, Ipe.
You know, one thing I want to bring that up to add what you were saying. And guys, this is something you should think about. I've talked about this in remodels when I'm a construction company. You know, as it relates to like bathroom models and doing some really nice tile work and accent glass tiles and things, the same thing applies here, because you showed me a deck. You could have the standard decking, but you had the tiger wood on the railing.
Right.
Oh my God, that was beautiful.
Yes, it is.
You know, and if you're doing accents like that, it's not going to cost you a ton of dough, right? It's, you know, you're
absolutely right. If you're just retrofitting what you have existing right now, you can have a custom handrail made for your deck or even for the interior of your house, and it's just going to set apart. It's going to look completely different.
It's almost, I mean, it is an accent piece. I mean, that's what's really cool. You just joined us, too. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Sales News, Sales Talk. If you missed the first part of this show, I highly suggest go back. You can listen to it at mynorthwest.com/Home Matters. We're up there in the podcast in perpetuity. You know, check it out because there's a lot of really good stuff. You can get really educated on how to do these customized profiles and, you know, what they have there. Talk to me. So do you guys get a lot of people coming in like with specialty crown molding orders?
We don't get too many crown molding requests. If we do, it's because they just simply can't find it anywhere else or they don't know where to turn to. We're not really into the construction building material side.
So not too many baseboards or anything. It's mostly exterior.
It will be something specific.
But that being said, right now we do have two crown moldings in the works.
Oh, you do? Okay.
So it's not our most popular, but we do quite a few.
I mean, here's the thing, guys, just to give you some ideas, if you're looking around your house and you want to do something that's different, that's unique, that maybe is even a story piece, kind of like what you're saying, Brian. I mean, some of the things I can think of for what you can go down to Issaquah Cedar and Lumber for, you've got the siding, of course, but you can do baseboard, you can do wainscoting, you can do chair rails, you can do crown molding, you could do even sternos. I mean, you know, different profiles for sternos, which would be like super cool. And maybe you have a combination of oak with an exotic front end. I mean,
yeah,
you know, that would just like be super cool. And again, it's not super expensive because you're just doing accent, you know, pieces in the wood, which is really cool. Thresholds. I mean, there's just a lot of things you can do. So, you know, if you're thinking, or, you know, even if you may not, like, you're looking around your house, Brian, you ever get somebody that comes in, just takes a picture of the room and go, okay, I don't know what I want to do yet, but here's a picture of the room. Can you help me out? Do you ever get that at all?
Yeah, we get that a lot with even exterior, but we also specialize in interior products as well.
Okay.
And whether we make them or we have something stock, we also have other vendors that we use that are up and coming and trendy. This is what people are looking for, whether it's a Barnwood package or whether it's something completely different. We're working with a lot of really good vendors right now. We have some very good relationships. Yeah. So
I want to talk. So we went through all the profiling, but now I want to talk about, you kind of mentioned passing exotics. You walk into their showroom and immediately what caught my eye was the live edge and the slabs for the fireplace mantles, and they're gorgeous. So can you talk to me about what you carry there?
Yeah, we really do. Now we carry a variety of different mantles. We have a few different vendors right now that bring in all of the live edge material, so we don't actually have anything to do with them. They're on consignment, but the ones that we do bring in, they specialize in something specific, like the mantles, for example, or the smaller to large live edge slabs. Yeah. We've got other Torito clam shipworm type
pieces.
Yeah,
that is really cool. You guys, do you have that up on your website so I could see what?
I don't know if it's on our site right now.
It's actually the worms they're like boring holes, but you could actually make a piece of art out of it.
Absolutely. We looked at that.
Yeah. Really, really beautiful stuff. But the other stuff you have, spalted.
Spalted maple.
Spalted maple. Right. Can you tell them just quickly, like, what is spalted? How does it get to
it? It's a mold bacteria that happens, and it looks like looks like an ink pen with that you just draw down the center of it.
But super cool stuff.
It's really
nice. I saw bird's eye maple in
there. Bird's eye maple.
I saw some tiger wood. Yeah. But can you get, you know, now, guys, some of you guys that are woodworkers and things, it is hard to find different places where you can get exotic hardwoods. Can you get, say, I needed some, like, either Jatoba or Cocobolo or Cypress, can you get some of those types of things?
So we have a couple of vendors that we work with, well, more than two. And although we don't actually stock a lot of these.
But if I want to do like a table or something, I have a bigger project, you can get that for me, right?
We can certainly try.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, what I liked is you guys have different live edge, you have slabs where you can kind of almost do a seam match. I saw that some of the smaller pieces in there where you can put them together. That was really cool. So, and then you had some big, I saw the one, that Sequoia one, that thing. What was the diameter of that thing you had in there for some?
Jeff, what would you say that thing is?
Is that like 4 feet, maybe?
Four, maybe five.
Yeah,
maybe
it's big.
Five,
yeah.
Yeah.
That thing's got to weigh 300 or 400 pounds, I would.
Pretty close to that.
Yeah. Don't bring your Prius that day.
Or it'll flatten your roof. But I mean, if you're in the market, see, here's the thing, guys. This is the way I look at it. Can they get, like, if they want to make a table, can you provide them with the legs and stuff too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's another good point. We do have a limited amount of prefabricated steel legs. Okay. And so if you want to just quick and easy come in and get a piece that you like, grab some legs on the way out. you'll have something for your condo or apartment or your home.
And by the way, that could be a centerpiece for the that makes your whole room or whole house. So you want to go check them out. 5728 East Lake Sammamish Parkway Southeast near Costco. That's Issaquah Cedar and Lumber. With that, I'm Pete.
Andrew on the boards.
Thanks, Andrew. Zone Matters, Car Radio 973 FM, Seattle's news, and Seattle's talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete. Home Matters, Car Radio 973 FM. We're having a great discussion with my good friends. They're sponsors of the show. You guys know, I mean, the thing is when we have people on with us that hang out with us, it's best of breed. You guys know all my sponsors are really, really good. These guys, I mean, they're hardcore wood guys. This lumber yard is really, really cool. I finally had a chance to get down there, and boy, am I glad I spent the hour and a half on the road to get, with our traffic here. But it was worth it, man, because I, you know, to go into a place that, you know, like your guys' place and see everything and really be able to touch and feel the wood and smell it. I mean, you just can't get that experience anywhere else, you know. It's super cool. Now, before we get into some of the other exotic applications, one thing I do want to stress to you guys, because I know a lot of you guys, you live, maybe you're not in a big old house, maybe you're in a condo or you're in, you know, a smaller dwelling, and that's super cool. You know, one piece can set your whole room off or set the whole, you know, place off. So you were talking about having live edge, Brian, and kind of having the legs and things, but that really can make a whole room.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's really cool. And to some degree, do you know the story behind some of the live edge slabs and pieces that you have that you can pass on to the person buying it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we don't know specifically where it came from, but a lot of it that we have is domestic. Yeah. And I think it's important to remember, too, that the material that we are selling out of our location is all dried material. Most of it is, anyway. It's all smooth and ready to use.
So it's dimensionally stable. It's not going to warp or anything like that. I mean, you could even tell a story. I mean, you guys know wood enough where you can talk about, you know, growth rings and, you know, how the tree was made. You can even say, hey, I want you to look at that. You see where it had a cold climate season because the growth rings are tighter. But those are all kinds of things people don't know, but it tells the story of that particular piece. And, you know, I mean, it's true even with dimensional lumber, but even like with the live edge, every piece has its own story and its own life that it, you know, it lived. I mean, we're talking about a tree. So it's pretty
absolutely
cool. Yeah. What, other than, you know, the big slabs and stuff. So what are some other applications for live edge that you can think of?
Yeah, we'll see a lot of people come in and where, our clients will want to do like a bathroom vanity, for example. They're doing a bathroom remodel and they want to use the live edge slab for their countertop.
Okay.
And they're going to get a basin style sink for that.
That's cool. Yeah, I never thought about that. That would be really cool in there.
Yeah. And you know what? And there's just an endless amount of possibilities, and it all kind of translates back into our business anyway.
Yeah.
Where you're not limited by what you see at the big box stores. You can come in and dream and imagine and create something that you didn't think anyone else could make.
Yeah.
And so
the other thing I wanted to bring up, and I'll ask this of you, because I think, Brian, you showed it to me, but it brought back a lot of really good memories. I saw you guys had in there some tongue and groove cedar for paneling, and it was the rough hewn. That stuff is super cool. Do you make that there?
Yeah, we make all that on site.
Yeah, guys, I'll tell you what, if you have like if your architectural theme is like Craftsman, to put some of that stuff in a room is like super, super cool. We used to do a lot of redwoods and the cedar. I don't even know. Can you even get redwood these days?
Yeah, I'm working on an order now. It'll be coming out of California.
Yeah, I know it's pretty rare, but man, though that kind of stuff. I mean, again, it only has to be maybe even a wall. It doesn't have to be a whole house, and it can really
And that's the thing too. A lot of people, you know, don't always have an idea of how they want to do it or how they're going to make this work. Or you know, we're there to help too with design. We'll take anything from a CAD drawing to a piece of art that somebody drew on a napkin.
Yeah.
And make something work for you.
So that's, so it doesn't that's really have important. To be that's why I said about, you know, take a picture of the room because they can come down and see you or Stacy.
Yep, absolutely.
You can give them some ideas.
Yes.
And then you can talk to Jeff about, well, how do I make this? How does this
work? Absolutely.
Right. That kind of thing. That's really cool. Okay. Let's move over with the time we have left about outdoor living. Because, you know, we're in the wintertime here, but still, I don't know about you guys, but I know that a lot of you, and I do too, I like to be outdoors sometimes. And having an outdoor living space with a TV, maybe you can watch the Seahawks and have a beer and sit there, you know, you got a gas fireplace. But you also have to have the decking and the railing. So why don't we start with you, Brian? Tell us a little bit about some of the decking products that you have.
Yeah, so what Pete was saying is, I mean, why stop, you know, at the summertime to have some fun outdoors? Why not bring it outdoors all year round or as much as you possibly can? So what we've had a lot of people come in and they want to make a pergola or a gazebo or something. It doesn't have to be expensive. And, we've got a great deal of decking products, tiles as well, Ipe tiles, pre-manufactured bamboo tiles, you name it. And then with the structure of the pergola, we have all that material on site. We mill it on site. We have,
you have all the hardware there too. You should.
We have a lot of the hardware there. We do stock a lot of that. So it really looks nice. And as Pete was saying too, and you can bring in a propane heater or some sort of, gas fireplace outdoors and mount your TV out there. And
I know to me, that's like the way to go. You know, you don't have to be out there the whole time with a sleeping bag, but, you know, but you can go out there and enjoy it. Tell me, so some of the decking flooring material, Jeff, what do you guys have out there? Because you showed me like a whole, like a showroom thing outside. It was cool.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we just got done building our outside kind of decking. So you can come down. They're just 3 or 4 foot sections. But we do. We sell the cedar. We sell Resista. We sell Zomtec. We have so many options. You know, it's people call sometimes and ask us what kind of decking they should have. And our answer is come on down and see us.
Yeah, you got to see it.
You got to see it. Yeah. You know, we have so many different options. You know,
and one of the things Jeff just said, if it caught your ear, Resista and Zomtec. We talked about that on a previous show. You can go out to minearthwest.com/homematters to really get an understanding of why those materials are really superior. The other thing that caught my eye though down there that you showed me, Jeff, was the railing, the stainless steel stuff you have cable. So talk about that.
Okay, so it's real cool. We have a neat railing system. You know, a lot of people go with a cable. Well, over time, you have to tighten the cable, with this, it's a solid rod.
This is our line.
It is. And I mean, your kids can climb on it. It's looked really rugged. Plus, you can do the glass.
Yep.
Or you can do the rail, which I liked. And it looked like, almost looked like Tinker Toys because you're just bolting it all together.
Yeah. And like the handrail, I mean, you could do any different type that you really wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this goes back to the custom work that Jeff was talking about previously where you can pretty much pick whatever material you want, whether that be cedar, whether it be a hardwood that we bring in, an exotic, for example.
Yeah.
We have different profiles for handrails. Mm-hmm.
That's what's super cool because you guys are like a one-stop shop. You can get the deck, you get the railing, and then you can get the customized pieces that go along with it, which then you and your team can make, Jeff.
Absolutely.
That's super cool.
And I think this is what people want today. It's
they do.
Be different.
Yeah, different. And it doesn't, and the thing I'm trying to stress, guys, over and over again, this does not cost you an arm and a leg to do that. These guys are providing these services, you know, that you can do that and customize, and it's very, very affordable, you know. So just be a little more creative. If you're struggling a little bit, like Brian said, you know, come down with a piece, show Jeff. Come down with a photograph and show Brian or Stacy. But, guys, the key thing is go down there because if you don't, I think just by being down there, too, you're going to get some ideas like, oh, I could do this with this room. I could do this with this room. Or I could do this with my deck. It's just a super cool place to
be. And Pete mentioned this, too, when he was on the tour. You just can't get the full essence of what we do unless you walk through our doors and meet us and talk to us and get a little bit of a tour and open up your perspective a little bit more than a website.
Super cool. Brian, thank you for coming on. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff, as always.
Thank you.
Good education. Go check them out, 5728 East Lake Sammamish Parkway Southeast. You can get their address, too, on cedarexperts.com. That's about the only thing I do to go to their website. Just get down there. Also, if you want to talk to Brian or Jeff, you got a particular question on something, give them a call at 425-392-3631. With that, I'm Pete.
Andrew on the boards.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it, man. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk.